From Tidbits on February 17th, 2014, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Tips for photographing leaked Apple products. What if you got your hands on a leaked Apple prototype, like the iPhone 6, the iPad Pro, or the Apple TV smartwatch, and you wanted to show it off to the internet? With tongue planted firmly in cheek, Mike Winner offers some helpful tips at TWA to make those verboten photos look their best. He recommends never taking a photo of a complete product, obscuring as much of the device as possible, and shaking the camera to add a little pizzazz. How to replace a MacBook Air's SSD. When the built-in SSD in his MacBook Air failed, Macworld's Dan Morin decided to try replacing it himself. The process was easier than he thought, taking only 20 minutes. He explains what he did and walks you through how to restore your data with SuperDuper, including a pointer to a handy utility that restores macOS X's recovery partition. The Beatles come together right now on Apple TV. For a limited time, Apple has added a channel to the Apple TV for the Beatles to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the band's first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. The channel features video of the original performance and links to purchase Beatles albums. Running the numbers on the Apple download empire, analyst Horace Dedue has examined Apple's software and service business and found that if it were its own company, it would rank 130th in the Fortune 500, above pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly. Dedue estimates that Apple gave up $350 million in revenue in the last quarter from making Mavericks and iWork free. Despite that, Apple is bringing in more revenue than ever from iTunes and the App Store, with gross revenues of nearly $7 billion per quarter. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, Aspira Media, and Page Zero Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and we're trying to find out if anyone is actually listening to these audio versions of our articles to see if it's worth continuing to record them. If you're a regular listener, please email Adam at ace@tidbits.com and let him know what you think.